This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 418 for Friday, May 31st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures turned positive on Friday in the last minutes of the session. With the final settlement still pending, the July canola contract adds $1.40 at $661.60 per ton, while the November contract tacks on 70 cents at $683.90 per ton. Chicago soybeans and soy oil are to the downside, while soy meal is slightly higher. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are up on the day. Small declines in global crude oil prices are putting some pressure on the oil seeds. Parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan are getting rain today, and Manitoba's turn comes early next week. Prairie temperatures are to rise from the low 20s to the upper 20 degrees Celsius. Canola exports continue to struggle, with the Canadian Grain Commission reporting less than 84,000 tons for the week ending May 26th. But it's likely canola exports will hit Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada's new 6 million ton target. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.39 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 73.11. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export sales for the week ending May 23rd include more than 329,000 tons of old crop soybeans plus 6,900 tons of new crop. Soy meal export sales exceed 265,000 tons of old crop plus 20,200 tons of new crop. Those for soy oil are 10,200 tons, and all sales were within market expectations. Export sales of U.S. corn come to 810,000 tons of old crop and nearly 188,000 tons of new crop. Wheat incurs a net reduction of 60,900 tons of old crop, but there are new crop sales of almost 382,000 tons. Corn and wheat are within trade guesses. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The July contract falls a nickel at $12.05 per bushel. July soy oil gives up 0.2 cents at 45.52 cents per pound. July soy meal bumps up $1.10 at $364.70 per short ton. Corn is lower as its July contract sheds 2.5 cents at $4.46 per bushel. Oats are higher as its July contract adds 2 cents at 387.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago July gives up 2.5 cents at 678. Kansas City July turns around a second time to dip 0.75 cents at 709. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is down 0.75 cents at 741. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, May 31st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.